After months of speculation, Donald Trump has refused to certify Iran's fulfillment of an agreement over its nuclear program. Now, under US law, the president must certify every 90 days to Congress that Iran is complying with the deal, which Mr. Trump has reluctantly done twice. But repeating accusations of Iran, quote, not living up to the spirit of the agreement, Mr. Trump has outlined a more confrontational approach to the country's nuclear and ballistic missile programs, as well as its support for various extremist groups. He also suggested it was working in league with North Korea on its weapons program and authorized a further crackdown on Iran's main military force, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. However, he stopped short of announcing the end of the deal, leaving its future in the hands of Congress.
We will work with our allies to counter the regime's destabilizing activity and support for terrorist proxies in the region. Second, we will place additional sanctions on the regime to block their financing of terror. Third, we will address the regime's proliferation of missiles and weapons that threaten its neighbors' global trade and freedom of navigation. And finally, we will deny the regime all paths to a nuclear weapon.
The landmark accord, signed back in 2015 by China, France, Russia, Britain, Germany, and the European Union, came after more than a decade of negotiations. In exchange, harsh economic sanctions, which had crippled Tehran's economy, were eased. Now, the US Congress deciding to reimpose the sanctions would effectively violate the deal, likely leading to its collapse. If lawmakers do nothing, the deal stays in place. The International Atomic Energy Agency has reiterated that Iran is complying with the accord. The backlash has been swift, with European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini denying the US president even has the authority to decertify the deal.
It's clearly not in the hands of any president of any country in the world to terminate an agreement of this sort, because this is a UN Security Council resolution. This is a plan of action that sets things to be done, commitments, nuclear-related commitments, and only nuclear-related commitments, and that is being implemented. So the President of the United States has many powers, not this one.
A statement from Russia's foreign ministry slammed what it called the president's, quote, aggressive rhetoric, while a joint declaration by France, Britain and Germany warned against any rash moves. Iranian leaders have also condemned Mr. Trump's actions, with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani saying the nation is committed to the agreement.
We will continue to cooperate with the International Atomic Energy Agency in the framework of international treaties and the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. But if someday our interests are not realized and other parties want to violate their commitments, they should be aware that Iran will not hesitate a moment and will respond to them.
Now, reactions weren't all negative. Israel, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain all welcomed the announcement. These countries have long expressed concern over Iran's expansionary moves in the Middle East. Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, congratulated the US leader on his, quote, courageous decision, encouraging other nations to follow suit.
President Trump has just created an opportunity to fix this bad deal, to roll back Iran's aggression, and to confront its criminal support of terrorism. That's why Israel embraces this opportunity, and that's why every responsible government and any person concerned with the peace and security of the world should do so as well.